Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all.
Yesterday in our study of Titus chapter 2, we were taught that there are things within a culture that may not be wrong, but if it offends somebody, we should stay away from such things. Let's continue with that today.
Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Let my feet on his firm foundation for the Bible says.
Culture is different. And your young people grew up in a different time and era of us, and yet we're still able to meet. But there are things that we know are sin. There are things that are not sin, but there are things that are of culture that are not necessarily wrong. They're just different. Now, the Bible lets us know what is wrong. The Bible lets us know what is right. So you go by that. The closer you get to the Lord and you let His Holy Spirit direct you, He gives you discernment in those things. He teaches you those things. Remember, Paul, if my eating meat will cause somebody to stumble, I'm not going to eat meat. Okay. A cultural thing. And he's talking about Christians. There are some Christians that didn't believe in eating meat because they had been converted from Judaism. And so they would not eat meat. And they thought, boy, that's the most sinful thing, anybody to eat meat. So not to offend them, they would not eat meat. It wasn't an idea that they didn't have liberty to eat meat. They didn't eat because it would offend them. Now, if they had drank alcoholic beverage, of course that would offend them because it is sin and it is wrong. And so they didn't do that. Now, so we see these things, just keeping it in mind that we do have cultural differences. Years ago, a dad came to me in my office, and he said, and he started telling me about his son there. His son would wear blue jeans, and he would put a cuff. Now, most of us know what a cuff is, okay, in pair of pants or suit pants and so forth, have them, dress pants. But in wearing blue jeans, he'd get the jeans really long legs, and then he would put a cuff that the top of it went to his knee, and, of course, the bottom of them down to his ankle. And in that time, some of the kids were doing it. Now, that was just a fad that passed away. But it wasn't what the rock groups were doing. It wasn't what some kind of a drug culture was doing. It was just a fad, the things that went on like that. I remember in my era that they came out with what was called a surfer shirt. It had no collar. It had a pocket on the front. And it would look like a pullover, like you would pull over a bandlon, but it wasn't bandlon material, more like broadcloth to me. But it was cool because everybody's wearing it. But you know what? If I wore that same shirt that was so cool a year later, kids would have laughed at me and said, what's wrong? Did your parents make you wear that? Are you being punished? And yet, at one time, that thing was cool. Well, this boy with the jeans was the same way. He had those things pulled up because that's what the other ones were doing. And so he says, tell him what a sin this is. And he was doing it in front of the boy right there, brought the boy in. And I said, young man, let me tell you something. The sin is that your dad told you not to wear them like that. So don't wear them like that. Now, to say that it's a sin to wear them up that way, I can't say that. It's not immodest. And really, it's not even a drug culture or rock culture or anything like that. It's just a fad. Now, there's a difference between a fad and something that is just honoring the things and points the things towards the devil, towards evil. So, I said, young man, it is sin for you to disobey your dad. If he says not to wear it that way, don't wear it that way. His dad thanked me. He says, you know, I couldn't really give him a reason. I just didn't like it. And he said, thank you for telling me about that. Now, that man is with the Lord now. But at the time, it was something that was a help in their family. Now, so I didn't want him disobeying his dad, but also wanted him honoring his dad. And see, to not do so was not to honor his father. Now, if that thing didn't get resolved, just think that how that boy would have felt when his father died. So, what I'm saying here, I guess, ladies, because verse 3 through 5 is really for you here of chapter 2. Make sure that when it comes to clothes, that it is a style preference, not something that you say, well, that's not the way we used to do it. Look, my wife, I always think, wears beautiful thing. I remember meeting her as a teenager when we were in college. And I said, man, boy, that gal dresses up. Now, probably some of those clothes she wore then, I'd like to see them on her now. But she would not wear those today because she doesn't like the style now. But you know what? That was the style. It wasn't evil. We were at a Christian college. They wouldn't let them wear anything immodest. So it wasn't that. But it was a style that she liked. Okay. So again, older ladies would like a style that's much different than younger ladies would like. But what you got to understand is it immodest? Is it pointing towards something such as the attire of a harlot? Is it pointing towards something of a rock culture? Is it promoting something that is evil? See, you kind of help them with that. Your standards must be in line, you see, with the Word of God. And then you get to know the person of God, you'll know the will of God. You'll know the will of God and how you shop. If you'll get to know the person of God, you ask the Lord to show you what he means by holiness and give you a greater understanding of his person and word, it could help you. See, the Bible doesn't want you dressed up in a burlap sack, so because that's immodest. No. Okay. You do dress nice. You do pleasing. And by the way, nothing is evil said that Sarah, Abraham's wife, was beautiful to look upon. Okay. Now, if she dressed in a way that would draw the lust of men, then that is with them, that would be wrong. But now let's just imagine there are men that could see a woman walking in a burlap sack down the road and they're going to lust just because of their evil heart. Ladies, all men are not like that, but some men are. But they don't need any help in dressing in a way to create the lust in them, because they already have it in their heart. So dress modestly. Discern between preference and issues of actual modesty. And that which praises the world, modesty and spirituality. Make sure that you know the difference. Now, as in witnessing, you don't approach anyone first, being in the Word and asking God to show you how to use His Word, if your effort is only to build up your name, okay? If a preacher's out to build up his name, he needs to get out of the ministry until he realizes we're out to build up the name of Jesus and we're to do his will. So now again, ask God to show you his word. And then your efforts should be to help these ladies, these young ladies, not becoming a gossip saying, see, that's wrong. See that person over there, and being critical and developing a critical attitude and spirit in yourself, and eventually develops that in other people. Now, look, I have seen men among men and ladies among ladies who they can hear a sermon, they can have a soloist or something, and they'll have something critical about it. Nothing edifying. It'll be critical. I don't know if it's jealousy or some other thing, but they're critical. And when they talk to these other people, that's what comes out. For too long, it's implanted in their mind. I remember being in Christian college one day, and I was a marriage student by that time. I was a marriage student, and I'd actually dropped out of the first Christian college, a great Christian college, but I'd dropped out of it in order to get a job, earn money, and get married, and I did. And then eventually, after two children, we went back to college the hard way, you know, but we went back to a Christian college. But I remember walking out of chapel in that Christian college that day, and I saw a group of boys, and a few of them I knew just by being in the same class as them, didn't know them in a personal way of, they're the ones that I have conversations with all the time. They're the ones I run around with. They're all my good buddies and all that. And it wasn't that kind of a thing. But they're saying, and man, they were saying things about the chapel speaker that had just spoken. I thought, wow, I didn't get that. I didn't get that. Man, I missed it. I missed it. Next day I came out and I looked over where they were, and they were there again. It's a different speaker, but they were there again. But for 4 or 5 days I came out there, they were finding these things, and man, I found myself sitting in chapel trying to listen to see if I could hear something, to have something to add to it, you know, something to criticize. And I got out there, and it's just like, I guess, the Spirit of God showed me, hey, what you're doing is evil. And so kind of stopped it right there, and I stayed away from that group. And you know what? Kind of watched a few of those afterwards, and these guys that knew everything that was wrong with the chapel speakers. Now, what they had to say wasn't bad. It was good. They were on the Word of God. They were right down it. But I don't see that any of those guys ever ended up speaking in the chapel or anywhere else. You know, they may have been preachers. I don't know. But you know what? I've never heard their name. And I wonder how they feel if people listen to them to criticize, just to find criticism, instead of to find the truth of God's Word by which they may be edified. Look, if you'll be in the Word of God on a daily basis, men or women, this is to the aged ladies, but nonetheless, be in the Word of God daily, meditate on it, think on it, and you'll know what's good and what is not good. You'll know what's acceptable and what is not acceptable unto God. Remember, Romans 12:1 says, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your what? Your bodies. A living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible says, I will come.